Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Good. I'm good, thank you. I am so happy to be doing this program today. And we are going to be talking about a beautiful Earth Festival that's coming up on Saturday. And hopefully all of you who are tuned into this program will want to be a part of it. And joining me today to speak on this subject is Guru Dilipji and Grandmother Bishop Ligia De Castro. And so I want to say hello and welcome to both of you.
Namaste. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day, too.
Yes, it's a beautiful time to celebrate the Earth, though truthfully, every day is Earth Day. So I was going to introduce the two of you, but perhaps we can start by just having a little conversation about who you are and the work that you're doing. And Guru, it's really Guru Dilip Kumar. Is that your full name?
Yeah.
So I know that you're founder and director of IGC and the World Yoga Community. Can you tell us a little something about IGC and the World Yoga Community?
Yeah, IGC means International Gurukula Community. We respect all the teachings from different countries. And well, your community, we originally started in 88 in India, but we made the nonprofit in New York this year. So I am one of the seven people start the International Day of Yoga. Now it's a big thing around the world. We are universal people. Everybody should practice yoga and related subjects.
Wow, beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. And so also, let's, Grandmother Ligia, tell us a little something about what you are doing. I know that you're considered to be a wise woman and a native elder, and your life bridges the world of the four directions. So tell us a little bit about the work that you do. You're from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil.
Yes.
But you're here now in the world, in New York City, helping all of us here make that connection.
I live in Port Washington, New York. Yes. Well, the program before that they were talking about, a woman was talking about midwives, and I said, oh, my goodness, I delivered 11 babies in my lifetime. All natural. Anyway, I'm from Rio de Janeiro. My family was from the south of Brazil. We grew up in an organic, vegetarian, beautiful farm, and we help everyone that pass around. We had a lot of people that immigrate from the United States and from Europe during the war. My family, the history was, we didn't ask where they're from, if they had any papers. We just helped them. They stay for a while, help us. And we didn't ask what color they were, what country they were. We tried to learn what their language. We tried to learn ours. I grew up in being European and indigenous Tupi Guarani tribe, which still exists in Amazon, even though they're trying to get their land away from them. And the whole idea in 19, I'm going to go faster because I know radio says, but I work in the radio in Rio de Janeiro.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 years. 2 years I worked at Radio Nacional. I was the head of the programming. Anyway, when I was moving to from New Orleans, I was educated in Loyola University, beautiful scholarship. And I did the first international festival, Espoleto Festival, with Loyola, and I chose all my actors and everyone. My major is in arts and languages and communication. And also the learning that all people are one, that the four walls that we go to school, we should apply because the biggest universe, university, is the earth. When you get up in the morning and I see, I say, oh, thank you, Lord. And thank you for choosing all the beautiful names of all religions, of all believers in this planet. So my family was indigenous, first peoples, and then we were Catholic, which we honor both beliefs. Most indigenous first peoples don't have a religion. They have a belief in the Creator.
Hmm.
And then I was adopted by 150 American indigenous tribes and by the Mi'kmaq Nation in Canada. So a few years ago, another friend of mine asked to be involved in Earth Day. I was involved in Earth Day. I said to them, to a lot of them, they asked me, well, aren't we every day Earth Day? I am everyday Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just the way it is, loving everybody and everything, because when people do negative things, I say, like my family, never gossip. If you can tell something right in front of the person, hold their hands and say, tell me what I did wrong. And I apologize. Tell me.
Mm. That's a beautiful way to keep peace within family and within each other. So that's really beautiful, beautiful advice. I want to also bring back Guru Dilipji to tell a little bit more about yourself and the work you've been doing. You've been doing this work for many, many years, and you're connected with many great organizations and have been bringing people together for quite a long time. So tell us a little bit about your mission in the world.
Right. I born in Kerala, so South India. My parents were interfaith people. My father's side is Orthodox Christians. My mother's side is Hindu background. So when I grew up, it was an interfaith family. So I was very active in sports and arts, and my mom was a teacher. She used to send me to different masters to learn different techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like traditional martial artists, farmers, and teachers, army officials, and they practiced Ayurveda medicine.
Excellent.
So I was interested in these techniques. Then I started yoga from childhood. Then I started teaching. Then I adopt interfaith in yoga events. I thought we had to bring people together, make it the globe as one family. That's our teaching from Indian tradition. So when I came to New York City in 99, I started different events. Now we are in different countries with different networks, NGOs. Even we are part of NGOs at the UN.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with the homeless to diplomats. We treat everyone as one. You know, that's the way we are.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Yes, that's beautiful. I want to also make sure that we have enough time to talk to people about your Earth Festival 2016.
Exactly.
So, but I wanted to give a little background. And I certainly have known both of you for a little while, I would say. And I believe I was certainly introduced to both of you from Andrew Kane, who
yes.
has been doing Earth Day for many, many years. But I think he'll be doing his 10th anniversary next year. And this year, you're doing a fabulous Earth Festival. And
yes.
it's taking place tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us something about your Earth Festival. I went to the website, earthfestival.org, and I'm, you know, my mouth hung open by the number of wonderful presenters that you have at this event. It's like amazing, an amazing lineup of people. So I want to tell everyone about that. But perhaps either of you, Guru, Dilip, you can talk about the whole theme of this event.
Right. I was a science student in my college, like botany and zoology and chemistry. So I was involved with the naturopathy, and I like this earth stuff, you know. So, and I used to plant things in my garden from childhood. Then, when I came here, I was involved with the UN NGO movements with the Earth Day celebrations. It started in 2009. Then I know in 69 and 70s, there was an event at the Columbia University, you know. So when we had this event with Andrew, we thought we had to bring it bigger. That happened this year. And we are accommodating everybody. And open to the public, and we got a beautiful place at 43rd Street, 4 West 43rd Street. We'll have music, dance from different cultural groups, and we have grandmother, Legia, Patricia, and some other people, and Dr. Dan. And we have a wonderful ambassador, Shabala from UN, and Revi Karkare is the UN a women's advisor and youth advisor. And we have Michelle Delafaye, which is a beautiful singer. And we have art show from Anand Patoli. And we see a lot of spiritual groups from Sai group, Amma group, and Kivanda group. Like different groups are coming together.
Panirithimi group.
Panirithimi, I'm going to say that is the starting movement at 10 o'clock. We have a big circle with a beautiful dance. That will be like around 1 hour band. You feel it really good.
And we have a live violinist. Her name is Svetla.
Svetla.
Kosheva, yes. She's going to play the live violin. Panurithmi is practiced around the world by millions of people to bring peace and joy. It was created by Ben Sarduno. By bringing the new humanity into focus with the Creator. And it's so, right now, and really they're preparing like 5,000 people. They said it's going to be about 50,000 people going up and down the mountain. And in the center, there's hundreds of violinists that come from all over the world to perform there. So in the Earth Festival, we're opening with the first 28 movements that bring peace and joy. But also, Ben Sarduno said, when we unite the East and West, because Panurithmi is the union with the 21st century yoga, with the ancient yoga of the wiser of the West. So we are reunited finally in this beautiful journey for peace and joy on the planet. It brings health to the body, health to the spirit and the soul. And the mind clarifies before we create love, tenderness, and understanding of our brothers and sisters in the world. Like when you read to me in yoga, all shapes of yoga, they go together. The energies are so powerful. And this music, all the way, meditation, oh, divine creator, so beautiful. And the ancients are going to be here representing, like Grandmother Patricia Davis. She's of the Navajo tribe, which is the very ancient. She brings the knowledge and what we should go forward. And then there is a new one, Kathleen. Kathleen Grace is the young generation of the healers. They are on this planet. They're being pushed backwards, especially the elders. But they're coming back because the ancestors need to survive and to create a new, better world because the new ones are already born. So we are very, very honored to all the people if they can come, bring their children, and we'll be just getting out of there with a tremendous, tremendous knowledge, a better knowledge of the universe by being together.
That's really...
Then we have Lisa Roma, Taj Bhushan, Guillermo Silveria, Isaac Beer is a shaman, and Akito from the UN Spiritual Caucus Group, Kalyanthandra Angel, and Reverend Judith Steele, she's the Holocaust survivor, and Susan Ambastrika. A lot of good speakers and performers for tomorrow's event.
It's going to be a really beautiful event, and I just want to go over the schedule for people also so that they can really see how much depth there is in this program. And it's going to be the Earth Festival 2016, and it's Saturday, April 23rd, from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m., 4 West 43rd Street Social Hall. So it's very close to transportation between 5th and 6th Avenues in Manhattan. They're asking for donation. So, of course, you can donate any amount, but like a $10 donation is the minimum we're asking that for this event. And it's a nonprofit organization that benefits people in the city and around the world. But the festival schedule starts at 10 a.m., with a welcome speech by Anand Patoli, director and board member of the World Yoga Community, then the opening ceremony with Guru Dilipji, the founder and president, and then, as we heard, there'll be the Panurismi group dance with Grandmother Ligia De Castro and Navenka Dimitrova and team. At 11 a.m., a spiritual song with Reverend Lisa Roma and team. Then at 10:10, there's a talk panel group discussion with Grandmother Patricia Ann Davis, Dr. Dan, and Raj Bhushan. Then there's a dance at 12 with Nana Zakia and team. And then they break out into two workshops. Workshop A is Blessing the Land, Blessing Our Spirit by Kathy Tao. And Workshop B is another program by Grandmother Bishop Ligia De Castro, whom we are speaking to on this program. Then at 1 p.m. is a lunch break. Then it comes back at 2 to music, Guillermo Silveira. At 2:10, another panel talk with Ambassador Isaiah Z. Chabala and Kathleen Grace and Itzhak Beery. Then song at 3 p.m. with Robert E. Hall. And then it goes into a meditation, yoga kirtan and Manhattan kirtan band. And then there's a dance, Bharatanatyam, I think it's his dance, by Kalau Chandra. Then his song, Michel Delafave. Speech, Reverend Judith Steele. Music, Andrew Kahn. Speech, another speech by Ravi Karkara. And a song by Michel Delafave. A peace vigil group by Reverend Susanna Bastarica comes at 5. And Susanna does an annual peace vigil as well.
Right.
Then we have more music and a talk by Guruji, interfaith prayer by faith leaders, and an award ceremony, a vote of thanks. There's an art show and creative artwork by Reverend Dr. Kathleen Reagan. So that's a big list, but I wanted people to really see that this is a full-day event, and
right.
It goes from 10 a.m., till 5 p.m., or 7 p.m., I think it is. Isn't it right? 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., so you can spend the day, or whenever you get there, you can be assured that something wonderful is taking place. And this is important to celebrate Earth because this is our mother, this is our home, and we want to raise consciousness on, expand the word on how important it is to take care of the environment, take care of the earth. But also this gives an opportunity for us to connect with each other, to network, to be around like-minded people, to be in an environment that's supportive and nourishing, caring. So I think it's going to be a really, really great day for everyone. And again, it's Saturday, Earth Festival 2016, April 23rd, that's tomorrow, 10 a.m. till 7 p.m., 4 West 43rd Street in the Social Hall, and that's between 5th and 6th Avenues, and there's a minimum donation, $10. And you can get more information on the website, earthfestival.org, earthfestival.org, and you'll see all the many speakers and some of the greater issues that are wanting to be addressed, including pollution, global warming, overpopulation, natural resource depletion, waste disposal, climate change, loss of biodiversity,
wars are the major thing.
Deforestation, ocean acidification, ocean ozone depletion. There's like a long list of all the concerns. And so go to the website, earthfestival.org, to find out more about that. So, yes, Guru, please go ahead and talk to people more about what you hope to come out of this event.
I believe we all are spiritual beings by birth. We all have a right to live on the earth with peacefully, with happiness. We can bring a oneness, global oneness, through these type of events. We can sit and talk, make dialogues, and share our knowledge, especially when we have elders. It's good to have those knowledge coming to the new generation. I believe we should exchange all the knowledge from different countries, have a global culture to promote, to bring peace. That is my mission.
Wow.
Yes, that's beautiful. And Grandmother Liji, I know you also, you're bringing panurhysmia to this special Earth Day event, so people will have a chance to be introduced to that. But you also do regular practice, don't you, in the city?
Yes, 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 indeed, I do. Kathleen Grace and I, and we are doing some healing blessings from time to time in different areas of New York City. And some of the grandmothers sometimes join me in New York City. They just come incognito, and some elders coming from different parts of the world, they come to visit me. We discuss things that's going on in the planet, what we can do. But there's not much we can do unless we get the people to really be together. And what I like about the event of Earth Festival is we're getting people from all over the world and people who can do things because we have to stop fighting among ourselves and hold him again and looking at the people's eyes face to face, you know, and say, what did I do wrong? Let's fix it. Let's not have wars, but let's be the true diplomats of this world. We are the caretakers of Mother Earth, and the children need a future. The children nowadays, they need a future that's not going to hurt them anymore. The sun shines on each and every one. It should be. That's what the Creator in many names. Can you imagine how smart the Divine God is? It invents all these beautiful names, beautiful languages all over the world. So we can communicate. And when we do, we don't create wars. We create peace. We create joy. We don't pollute the Mother Earth. We embrace Mother Earth. We take ourselves in a new dimension. When all religions are one, all people are one, no more fighting. There's no need to fight. Because the resources are so precious. There are many. But if we get together, if we talk after this event and all events that are going on everywhere, people, mm-hmm. please talk to each other, love each other instead. That's what I want to and pray that we get from Earth Festival and all the festivals that we do honoring Mother Earth.
And that's beautiful. And Guru Dilipji, I was wondering if you could also tell people, because when I look at your website, it shows people from every denomination, every culture, from a broad spectrum of countries and belief systems, but everybody's coming together in this event, but also coming together because of the importance of this issue. Can you tell us a little something about the various cultures and countries that may be represented on during the Earth Festival?
Yesterday when I calculated our people far from around 70 countries, they're born and they migrate to America. Some are still in keeping their passport as their nationality. And most of them are in different interfaith movements and cultural groups. And they have an idea to bring different techniques, what we practice from our own cultures, and bring and make a even and enjoy and discuss things so they can share what they hear from the event through social medias and even personal talk. So this can make a big change. Even one person can talk to 10 people, that will bring awareness in their neighborhood, that will multiply. So I hope everybody, even we can have 230 people in the hall, even if 200 people can make a change, that's a big change around the world.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
So the space is, I've seen the space, it's really quite, it's large enough to accommodate quite a number of people.
Yeah.
But we want, and we're hoping that this space will be filled on the day, because what we have to realize is when we engage with each other and we communicate and we bring this energy together, that energy becomes magnified. So when you are listening to this radio station and you have concern about the earth, you want to bring peace and unity into the world, when you attend such an event as the Earth Festival, you're bringing your energy and your desire and your purpose. And when people come together, that really has a positive impact into the energy of the world itself. And I feel that a lot of the work, the singing and the prayer and the energy of the conversations, that energy is also shared with the earth and strengthens the earth. So I do want to encourage everyone to get involved. There are things happening all over the city, and you may have something in your neighborhood. I don't know. But this is certainly an option of something that you can participate in and engage with some really wonderful activists as well as with each other, because each person has a power to change. And I would really love for each of you to, just for a few moments, Guru Dilipji and Grandmother Ligia, to like just talk to the audience and it just relate to them that they also have power to do the kind of work that you're doing in your life.
Well, the work that I had this week, I was doing something that I think I was honoring Mother Earth. And there are 4 or 5 different churches in Long Island that I am friends with, a lot of them, and their congregations, even the ministers. And they donate the back of their church, and they clear and make a community garden for all the members to be there and plant their garden. So each one adopt a pot, a place to plant. And twice a week I was helping 2 different friends who never did this before. And they bought organic seeds. They planted. We cleared the area. We planted, put new soil. And then we blessed the area. And then we plant. Now we're going to see beautiful food, fresh food. And that's how I grew up with. And sharing food. The church members share every single part of their garden vegetables with and the flowers, because they plant flowers around. And their flowers are not going to be cut, because flowers you don't cut. You just give another plant so they can grow Mother Earth. So that's one thing I was doing. I do another nursing job that I do. And part-time, I take care of the elderly, and I go visit some nursing homes or some place where they need to take care of the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the babies, because I delivered my cousin that was 7.5 years old.
Oh, my.
And that being off and on by me when I was needed or by accident. I did. When people say, oh, it was difficult, it's easy, it's life. And I was told that life is very precious. Mm. So I visit and I go together. My sister is a nurse midwife in Rio de Janeiro. They have a big clinic, and they take care of the people who cannot pay for the living their babies. They go into the room for free, and you teach them how to treat the baby for 2 years until the baby is 2 years old, not to eat anything cold, and the babies never get sick.
Oh, that's interesting.
And yeah, and the mothers do that. They breastfeed the babies. The mothers don't. We teach them not to eat bad food. And okay. So the babies are healthy. Those are one of the things that I ask the people who know medicine, who know science, good science in this planet, to if they some of them can come. There's a lot of people working, you know, behind closed doors, CEOs, all kind of stuff. They're deciding things that might hurt us. So we are asking them to come and listen to the others. It's other opinions. When we listen to other people's opinions and how to do and all of that, I like the round table, because afterwards it said everybody's important. Now, I don't take a lot of stuff. I'm part European, part indigenous. But I take a little bit of every part of the world and keep in my heart, because that's God, the Creator, it's in me. And
beautiful.
Every religion is precious to me. Every name of God is precious to me. Every movement is the sun, is the moon, is the air, the breeze that comes to you. But we have to honor and protect and make it clean. I used to drink water right from the ground in the south. Just make a hole, let it come out a little, and just get the water so fresh and pure from school, going back home. now.
Well, I look forward to the time when our planet is restored again to that time and that way that we can all do that.
We can do that. Really, really, Kat. We can really do if you really make, because the children are the future. They need a better earth.
Exactly.
Mother Earth is waiting for us. God in every name, every religion, every denomination. You don't criticize people about doing this. But when people hurt other people, I don't criticize. I just pray for them in my heart.
All right. Thank you. And so let's give Guru Dilipji a chance to speak about what message you would like to give people in honor of Earth Day and your Earth Festival.
Yeah, most of the time we'll think we own Earth, but really Earth owns us. Now we misuse the Earth.
Yes.
We destroy the Earth. We'll make more pollution like plastic and all the other stuff. We have to be very keeping simple and humble life. And we have every single person should learn how to live on Earth peacefully and how to care about others. That's very important. If we cannot respect others, or if we cannot respect ourselves, we are not able to respect others or Earth either, you know. All the animals and plants have rights to live on this Earth. The universe gave us a beautiful life. We had to appreciate each moment. That's the way we had to move forward. When we understand the value of our life, we'll respect our parents, our neighbors, and we can bring a beautiful community around the world.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind people about the information before we finish up this segment, but I also wanted to invite both of you. I'm doing a celebration for Earth as well, but it's on Mother's Day, actually. I'm celebrating Mother Earth and all the mothers of the world on Sunday, May 8th, 3 to 5 p.m., and it's at the Commons in Brooklyn. So I want to put out that invitation to both of you. And I also want to remind everyone that the earthfestival.org is the website you can go to find out more about tomorrow's event. And it's tomorrow, Saturday, April 23rd, 10 a.m. till 7 p.m., 4 West 43rd Street in the Social Hall between 5th and 6th Avenue. And they're asking for a donation, as much as you can, but a minimum of $10 donation for the Earth Festival. And do you have a phone number if people want to find out more about the Earth Festival?
Yes, 917-300-4004.
Okay, that's great. 917-300-4004. And would they call you that if they also wanted to find about the other work you do in yoga? And,
yes, they can. They can call.
Yes. And Grandmother Lidji, if people want to find out more about your regular practice of panurhythmia, how will they get in contact with you?
Panurhythmia is doing it every Sunday in Central Park at Sherry Hill, right on the left of Bethesda Fountain, the entrance 72nd Street, Central Park West. And it's done every Sunday at 9:30. We start at 10, but we would like people to be there by 9:30.
9:30 in the morning at Central Park,
72nd
Street.
Panurhythmia.org.
Say that again.
Panurhythmia.org. PanurhythmiaTHMY. Panurhythmia.org. And my phone number is 516-724-3677. By the way, Guruji and some of the yoga people, they all go there and do panurhythmia. It is beautiful.
Well, this is wonderful. And I want to let people know that if you missed some of this information, we've given a lot of information, you can go to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, and we're going to put up a lot of these contacts and links so you'll be able to make that connection. So I'll just ask both Guru Dilipji and Grandmother Liji, if you send me any information you want to make sure people have that, we can put it on the website so that they can come back and refer to that information. And the website I want to leave you with is earthfestival.org. And for those of you who want to look forward to next year, the 10th year anniversary of Earth Day with Planet Heart, you can go to planetheart.org and you'll find out more about next year's event. And this year's event, you go to earthfestival.org for the event tomorrow. Thank you both for joining me, and I will say so long for now, and hopefully I'll see you both tomorrow. Yes?
Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay. And we're going to take a station break. We'll be back in a few moments with a little tribute to Earth. Welcome back. You're listening to, you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And I'm Catherine Davis. And, of course, Earth Day is a special day to remind us, but it's very important for us to understand that the Earth is important every day of the year, and there is reason for us to be concerned because there are things happening in the Earth that are challenging to the Earth, and as that happens, it becomes also challenging to us as human beings. And we're not just living on the Earth. We are part of Earth. We are Earth. And we are expressions that grow in this environment, and we're interdependent with our environment energetically, spiritually. We are extension of the conscious awareness, the spirit of the earth. And indigenous people understood that we are all relations in this family. And I want to honor that and ask you to join me in honoring that just with a little bit of your attention to the contemplation of Earth, to the contemplation of motherhood, because the indigenous people have also said it is to be known as Mother Earth. It is not just a lifeless planet that we live on. We live on a living, breathing, beautiful planet. And I want to just play as tribute to that the music by Michelle Indiocello, and it's a piece called Earth. So as you hear it, open your heart to our mother planet, our mother Earth, Gaia.
I say you're my love. black August blue. My soul was fed by you, fed by you. And born under birth, then death is back to birth.
Michelle Indiocello, certainly one of my favorite artists, and that piece of music was from her piece Beyond Passion CD, and the name of it is Earth. Now, this is a very familiar song to me. It is my theme song on a midnight program that I do on Wednesdays, midnight into Thursday mornings, on WBAI, and this is my theme song. But what was unusual is that when I woke up this morning, I had this song playing in my head, and it was like, you know, rising with the morning sun, I wait for you, I wait for you, and I'm hearing Michelle in my head, and I look up, I get up, I look outside, it's still dark, and as I'm wondering, you know, wide awake, what time is it? And it was sometime between 3 and 4 a.m. in the morning. And so it was interesting. I almost felt as if I were being greeted by Gaia, by Earth, with this song. And all of these birds were singing this morning, and they started very early in the morning, maybe 4 o'clock in the morning. And then it got richer and richer and more beautiful till 5-ish in the morning. So I decided, well, maybe the morning sun was waiting for me. So I got up and got myself together and walked to the park. I live not too far from Prospect Park. So as I got towards the park, I was just this raucous, beautiful singing of the birds. And I actually went into the park while it was still dark and meditated for a little bit under these blossom. I don't know if they were cherry blossoms, but these beautiful pink blossoms on like this little orchard going into the park by Grand Army Plaza. Then I went all a little bit further in to the lawn, and it was just such a beautiful sunrise right here in the middle of the city. And I could really feel that connection and that feeling and the energy of the earth rising through my feet and the sun coming up in the sky, and the birds were singing, all different kinds of birds. So it was a very special morning of greeting from the earth, from Gaia, and it allowed me to make a very deep connection in that moment. It was just a morning inspiration, and for me it was a very special experience. I want to encourage you all to go deeply into a connection with Gaia. We are out of time just about for today's program, so I want to invite you to connect with me by email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, if you missed any of the details of today's program. If you want more about the Mother's Day event, Sunday, May 8th, that I am offering into the world. It has ceremony, a panel of speakers, live music, lots of surprises on May 8th. We'll talk more about that. And also in May, I'll be starting a new series of Qigong classes called Quantum Qigong Series, 4 weekends, 4 Saturdays. So you'll learn all about that if you send an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Thank you for being with us today, and stay tuned for more great programming over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Stay tuned.